W.D. Mickworth, sworn in for the defendant, 99th, to testify. I am a Pinkerton detective. I worked for 15 days on the Frank case. For 3 days I took statements from the factory employees, and on May 15th, I made a thorough search of the ground floor. I found near the front door on the ground floor stains that might or might not have been blood. All the radiators in the factory had trash, dirt, and rubbish behind them. Behind one of the radiators near the Clark Woodenware place where the partition is, I found much trash, behind the trap door, up against the partition, and on top of the radiator were pipes and about 8 or 9 length of that rope that they tie pencils with. One length, the only one that came loose, was pulled straight away from the radiator, and I saw signs of it having been cut recently with a sharp knife. Among the trash, I found papers there dated February 1911. That rubbish had been there some time because the rest of the floor around there was clean. About 6 or 8 inches from the left side of the radiator, there was a small pile of dirt and sweepings. When I took Mr. Whitfield, another Pinkerton detective, back there to show him the spots I had found, we looked behind the radiator, and as I was sticking my hand around the dust and dirt, I discovered a pay envelope, Defendant's Exhibit 47. It was covered with granulated dust. I opened it and looked at it and saw the number 186 there, and the first initials of the name, an M and a P. I handed it to Whitfield and said, "Take it to the door and see what it is." It was pretty dark in there. Right in the same corner I also found a club, Defendant's Exhibit 48. It was standing up on the doorway with some iron pipes. The club is used by the drayman as a roller to roll boxes and barrels on. The iron pipes there were used for the same purpose. The stains on the club were either paint or blood, I don't know which. I found this little stick back of the front door, State's Exhibit L. Cross-examination. I saw the spots in front of the ladies' dressing room. It just looked as if the floor had been stained. There are half a dozen places. There was no difference in appearance between the dark spots by the water cooler and the other spot in the metal room. I did not make any special search on the office floor for a pay envelope. I was looking for the mesh bag under the instructions of Mr. Scott. Mr. Whitfield joined me in the search. In my report to the Pinkertons, I reported that I found what I took to be bloodstains around the trap door. They were dark discolorations. There were 7 of them, averaging about 7 inches in diameter. The gas was turned on, and I used matches in examining them. I had found the stains first, and while Mr. Whitfield and I were back there looking behind the radiator, we found the cord and twine about the radiator. Whitfield was examining stains when I picked up envelope, which was all rolled up. I found envelope about 3 o'clock on May 15th, within 8 or 10 inches of the trap door. The name was written in lead pencil. So far as I know, the envelope has not been changed any since I saw it last. I did not see any 5 inches on the envelope. We went out to see Mr. and Mrs. Coleman on May 17th and showed them the envelope. There was no 5 inches on it at that time. There was no conversation about any 5. I had talked to Mr. Schiff before I saw Mr. Coleman. In my report, I stated that the stains might have been blood as well as stains. I reported the finding of this club to the police 17 hours after finding it. And within 4 hours thereafter, I had a conference with them about it. I never showed that whip to anybody, State's Exhibit L. I didn't show it to Mr. Black. I showed him the club and the envelope. I turned them over to Mr. Pierce, the superintendent of our agency. I don't know where he is, nor Whitfield either.